I thought we could talk about girls' high school volleyball, class 2A. There's something. Oh, now what's
class
happening?
2A, what?
What's going on? Oh, it's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What up, my homos?
Hey, we're on the air.
I love talking to my sapes, man.
We're on the air.
On the air.
Oh, man, dude, I was out at the Byron this weekend.
The Nelson.
Yeah, I had to hit the pavilion, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, and then I had to hit about half the tail in the pavilion. High five on that, yeah.
Great.
Oh, I hate his high
Yeah,
five.
You know, the pavilion, that's where the world-renowned Chris's V-tagging service started, brah.
World-renowned.
Oh, man, tag so much V at it. Hey, when I first snuck into the pavilion when I was like 17.
Yeah.
Man, that's when it started for me, man. That's when I just started slaying the lathe,
what,
man.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. I probably pulled more tail out of the pavilion than any other location.
Nobody calls it the pavilion.
Shorten it.
Yeah, and then I like played a few holes at the Byron. It was great.
While the tournament was going on?
Yeah, while the tournament was going on. Well, you know who won, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Jason Day. So I was walking to the pavilion, and Day says, hey, Chrisser, man, come sit in for a few holes.
I watched,
like,
I don't remember
that.
He's
like, that. You know, you can borrow some of my golfing sticks and stuff. So I said, okay.
You were not calling golfing,
you know,
sticks.
I knocked out a few birdies and then got to the pavilion and knocked the bottom out of a few birds, you know what I'm saying? Dude, you guys going to game 7?
We're going to watch
it. I don't think so.
Oh, man, you got to go. You can sit in my owner's suite.
Your owner's suite.
Yeah, my Stars are playing the Kraken. Yeah, I'm partial owner, you know.
You are.
Yeah, and because I'm partial owner, I have quite a bit of insight.
Uh-huh.
And ooh. I got to tell you, I think it really comes down to this game.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
yeah,
thanks.
It really comes down to this game, you know. I had to do some coaching of Ottinger. Because he's struggling in the goalie department of his hockey game. So I've got him ready for game 7. I think this is going
to
be good.
Okay.
Yeah,
talk
he's
about.
Been having problems on his blocker side.
Okay.
Right.
How do you know that?
There and
yeah, they've been lifting the puck.
At least
so.
That's what I read in the paper this morning. Anyway, and get this, dude.
What?
Get this, brah. I've been asked to come in and talk to the team.
You have.
Yeah.
What
you know,
could you possibly
usually a lot
say?
Of times, other than Jerry, you know, owners really kind of stay out of it. And Cuban, other than Cuban and Jerry, owners tend to stay out of the room, right? The locker room, the clubhouse, whatever. But they asked me to come in and talk to the team. They booked me for their halftime speech.
There's no halftime in hockey.
So,
number
I thought
one.
That was pretty cool that they did that.
What did you
they don't really
say?
Book people
I'm
for speeches
part
either.
Part owner because TG thought it would add some name recognition if he got the Tom Gilardi.
Okay.
Thought it would really add some name recognition if he got the Chrisser as a minority owner, you know, at the club. And I'm like, sorry, TG, I don't do minority ownership. It's all 51% or more. So right there, he gave me 51% of the team, you know.
So you're
just
the majority owner of the Stars.
Majority owner.
Wow. Seems like we would have heard that.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so sore.
Oh, God.
You asking.
Why are you sore?
Oh, man, I was menaging the other night pretty hard. And it was like the middle of the night. We'd been menaging for a while and stuff. And so I get out of bed, and there's like this huge stack of money on the floor from a recent sale I made.
Okay.
So I had to get a glass of water because I'd lost so much bodily fluid, you know, really slinging around. So I went out to the garage fridge because that's where I keep my triple filtered water from the River of Jordan that I had flowing in every week.
Yeah.
And while I was out there, I see it's dark, you know, so I'm like stumbling around the garage and everything. But while I was out there, I noticed my weight sitting there, so I decided to go ahead and PR by my bench pressing.
Uh-huh.
And so I did that, PR'd. It was great. And then the next day, I was telling a guy at my investment bank about the bench pressing PR, and he had this pen holder, and my hand came down right on top of this upturned pen that was in the cup there, and it really hurt. So I was pretty sore right there.
Oh, my gosh.
My hand. So.
Why did we need all the other details?
Anyway.
Sounds like you're just bragging about stuff.
You guys want to come out to PK, man. You got to come on out there. I just bought Hell's Gate.
You bought Hell's Gate?
Yeah, I bought Hell's Gate because I want to put a penthouse condo right there on top of it.
That'd be pretty tall.
just a first floor condo, I call it a penthouse condo.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to put a penthouse condo right there on top so I can look over the lake while I do my coke.
Well, you shouldn't say that on the air. So
y'all illegal. Had to come out. What's wrong, man? It's my favorite soft drink. Wink, wink.
Gotcha.
Look at Craig. Craig over there's looking like, run! I think, yeah, come on out. I just got a new 70-foot racing boat. Seats, too.
Oh,
you guys
can
share a seat.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
You know, Chris, I don't think we believe any of these stories because, from what I understand, your buddy K-Rach in sales says that they extended your probationary period, but he says you haven't sold anything in a year and a half and that you're probably getting fired this week.
Dude, don't believe anything K-Rach tells you. That dude owes me millions of dollars.
Oh, does he?
He's always borrowing for the Cumulus Cafe machine in there.
I don't know. I don't know
what you're talking about. Oh, God!
Oh, there it goes. Right through the ticker window.
Talk about a guy with amnesia. He comes in here thinking we don't know, but every time he's found out, but he doesn't remember. DJ, how's he looking?
He's not moving, and it looks like he's leaking from multiple orifices.
Go ahead. Give him the kick.
Oh, God. I see Jesus. And I see Abraham Lincoln. And I see the ticket mouse.
Jeez,
weird.
There he goes, Chris from sales.